Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello. Happy Monday, my friend. Yeah, Monday already. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with, of course, me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, you can check me out. You can hear me. You can listen to me live on Drive today and all this week from 4 p.m. Anyway, we start today's podcasty thing by looking back on Sunday's Premier League action as Arsenal once again dropped 2 points from a winning position as West Ham pegged them back to a Desmond at the London Stadium. With their thoughts on the matches, David Moyes and Mikel Arteta.
West Ham 2, Arsenal 2. No one saw this coming. Massive, massive implications in the title race. Is this the day the pendulum swung Man City's way? Arsenal were cruising by 10 minutes in when first Jesus, then Odegaard gave them a 2-0 lead. Benrahma pulled one back before the break from the spot. Then within 2 second-half minutes, Saka missed a pen before Bowen levelled things up. And that's how it stayed. Arsenal 4 points ahead of City, having played a game more. Full time at the London Stadium. West Ham 2, Arsenal 2.
Strange, that might surprise you. I didn't think we started as badly as it looked. I think the goals obviously done it. And, you know, with the game on Thursday, it's no excuse. We want to keep playing. We want to be in European football, but it can have an impact on you. So it was more, I thought, more concentrational-wise, you know, what things we had talked about and worked on the best we could to get ready for the game. I thought we'll let them in too easy. But when you go 2-0 down against Arsenal, you're thinking the worst.
I know you said that actually you thought you started quite well. It was quite noticeable that the fans did actually stick with you despite going 2-0 down so early on. That also must make you really pleased as well.
Yeah, I've got to say, I thought the support today was really good. But I think they fed off the players, and that's why I said I think at the start of the game we started the game actually quite well. And I wouldn't say it was a shock that we went 2-0 down. I don't think we deserve to be 2-0 down with the way we opened up and the way we started. And I think the supporters today saw a team totally committed, great character, shown resilience to keep coming back. You know, a lot of players who've played in midweek again, gone again. So I have to give them a lot of credit.
I started incredibly well, dominated the game, dominated the pitch, scored 2 beautiful goals. And after that, we made a huge mistake, which not to play, to score the third and the fourth, and just to start keeping the ball and start to give sloppy balls away, allow them transition moments, don't dominate the direct play, and then it's game on. And obviously, when you concede the goals that we're going to concede, the first one and the second one, and on top of that, you don't score a penalty, in this league, you are in big trouble.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Manchester United beat struggling Nottingham Forest 2-0, smashed them to pieces at the City Ground. Here's what Erik ten Hag and Stevie Cooper made of the game.
It's finished. Nottingham Forest 0, Manchester United 2. United moving to third in the race for Champions League qualification. Antony outstanding, including a goal and a superb assist, while Forest remain in the relegation zone, a 10th game without a win.
How big is this week ahead for you with the European competition and then the FA Cup?
Yeah, we go from game to game. So we make today one step in the Premier League. And now we have to focus on the next game. And yeah, we have to bring another performance. And now we know how we have to come back. We make mistakes. We can't make them. And now we go to Sheffield. We have to do a great performance to win there.
Despite the poor run, despite being in the relegation zone, you are still very much in touch with all those other teams around
you. Yeah, 100%. And you know, listen, we're really disappointed with today because it's another loss. But when we're not in the league position we're in because of today, it's because of, well, the whole season, but particularly the last, particularly this run. All we can do is, first of all, make sure we work the hardest that we can, commit to the plans, and believe, you know, and believe, because there's a good enough set of players and team in there to win games at this league, and we've shown that. And we've got some players back from injury now and some more players coming back, and that will be helpful. We've just got to keep going. It's an easy thing to say, and it's not like a comment to hide away from things. I know, I'll keep repeating, you know, the run is what it is, and the league position is what it is. We can't hide away from the negative that is, but we've got to keep looking forward if we can.
TalkSport also brought you live commentary of Chelsea's victory. Hold on, that must be wrong. It can't read that. Oh, my mistake, sorry. Over Aston Villa in the Women's FA Cup semi-final. Yeah, not the men's. Here's how the game sounded.
Comes the far post, and Jankovic, who hits the woodwork. And Aston Villa, a huge let-off for them. Mayling drives in a looping cross, and it's onto the roof of the net. She mishit it completely, but it very nearly led to a goal. Carly whips in a delivery. Daly's header! It's wide from 6 yards. What a big chance that was for Aston Villa. Brighton dinks in the cross again to the far post. It's headed in. Who else? Sam Kerr for Chelsea. They've got themselves the breakthrough with a wonderful goal, and the FA Cup holders could well be heading to Wembley yet again. Cleared away, Mayling shoots, hits the post, and Aston Villa denied by the woodwork, and maybe it's just not going to be their day.
Emma, well done. It's another Wembley final for Chelsea. Do you ever get used to them? How does this one feel?
No, I do not. I'm not. I wouldn't be, you know, I'll be a long time in retirement. So while I'm doing it, I'm going to enjoy as much as I can the opportunities that are afforded. So, but the team, they stay motivated. I think I said to them at the end, thank you and well done. Thank you for keep delivering on all fronts, and well done, because it was a tricky, ugly cup tie.
It's a great time, isn't it, to be involved at the club, and I'm sure for the fans as well, they'll be excited about what's coming up in the Champions League, the WSL. I'm sure you are too.
Listen, we want to do our best for our football club, every one of us. We love the badge, we love playing for the fans, and hope today we can put a smile on Chelsea fans' face.
Who else? Sam Kerr for Chelsea!
Through to another Wembley final. You get used to these at Chelsea, don't you? How does it feel?
You never get used to making a final. It's always an amazing feeling. But, yeah, it feels great. I think we fought hard for that win today and took everyone. So coming back from the international break, playing them back-to-back, it wasn't easy, but we got it over the line.
And so from the FA Cup semi-final to the Champions League semi-final, how exciting is that?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, they're both big games. You saw the crowd here today. It was amazing for Villa. So hopefully our fans at Stamford Bridge get out and make it an amazing one for us. But it's always nice to play back-to-back finals.
And is that one that you've got a lot of motivation for? Obviously, it's a competition that I'm sure you all want to win. You've not quite got there yet. Can you go one better this time?
I think we can, but it's the Champions League. I don't think you need to get anyone excited about it. It's everyone. This is the one we want. This is the one everyone wants. So we're going to be up for it, and we're very, very excited.
And one last one, Stamford Bridge as well. We know what the fans were like against Lyon. That must be a real boost to you to know that there's going to be another big crowd there for that.
Yeah, I mean, we've already had so much interest in the game, so it's amazing that we're selling so many tickets. But yeah, like you said, the Lyon game, they got us over the line. We wouldn't have done it without them. You really felt the buzz from the fans, so we need them. And yeah, it makes it special for us playing at the Bridge.
Now to the Weekend Sports Breakfast Show. And former Chelsea striker Tony Cascarino gave his thoughts on the weekend's sporting headlines.
Here comes that Tottenham change, and it's the substituted. Listen to the reaction. Sanchez, who was a substitute in the first half, is cheered off the pitch. I think those are ironic cheers.
Christian Cellini has absolutely buried Davinson Sanchez there. Absolutely buried him.
He's made mistakes in the game, and I don't really believe it's just at one player. Of course he's had a real... coming on and then making a mistake and then getting stick and then getting substituted and getting cheered. There's obviously they're vetting their anger at him at that moment. I think the main anger is at the football club and Daniel Levy and how it's being run because, you know, this club has got an amazing stadium. It's got top internationals, got World Cup winners in their team, and they're falling so short. Now, Davinson Sanchez is in a situation that I've been in. I've been in that getting stick, walking off, that, you know, the walk of shame, if you like, and you're getting stick as you're walking off. The jungle at Celtic gave me a reception like no other one day. Mm-hmm. And that stayed with me for a long time about how hard it is to take. But you've got to take it on the chin.
And that is the final whistle. Plenty of cheers ringing out over to our left with the Brighton fans. But boos, as you can hear, from the remaining Chelsea fans. Full time at the Bridge. Chelsea 1, Brighton 2.
Even the team you put out is a reflection on you. If you can't put them together and show something positive that the fans can come away, well, OK, we lost the game, but we look
we've
like we're doing...
improvements.
We've seen improvement. We're okay. We're seeing it go the other way. We're seeing it going backwards. And that is a concern, because when I come on, I don't want to have a go at Frank. Or when he first got the job, Nat, you saw my reaction. Mm-hmm. And I felt I've got to be careful, because to me, he hasn't done anything that should have got him into the Chelsea job for the second time.
Yeah.
So I feel like I don't want to sound bitter and twisted, but I want to go, okay, I'll stand back from this, but I don't get why he would have been installed as the Chelsea manager in the first place. I would say they're a worse team than Graham Potter's team at the moment, mm-hmm. from what I've seen in the three games. So they've even gone backwards from what happened at the end for Graham Potter.
Today with the Breakfast Show, and the team were joined by boxing commentator Andy Clark to round up Saturday night's shocking TKO victory for Zhilei Zhang over Joe Joyce.
He whispers into the ear of referee Howard Foster, who makes his own assessment, and he waves the fight over, and Zhilei Zhang is hoisted up by Sean George's trainer, and the Zhang camp go absolutely wild. Not many gave them a chance here tonight, but their man Zhilei Zhang, the big bang, Spencer, quite simply has clubbed Joe Joyce into submission from round one onwards.
Well, on the basis of last night, you can't really rule anything out, because when you've got a 6'6", 19 stone 12 southpaw who knows how to throw that left hand and managed to land it so regularly last night. And people will criticise Joyce and say, well, he's too easy to hit. We've been saying for a long time now that he's too easy to hit. People can sometimes, you know, they delight in being right, don't they, often? But any heavyweight is going to find it hard against somebody like that. Southpaws are nobody's friend. You know, orthodox fighters don't like fighting them. Fellow Southpaws don't like fighting them, because you just don't come up against that many of them. I would really love to see him get in there and get an opportunity against one of the top three, Usyk, Fury, Deontay Wilder. He'll have to wait for that world title fight. I think Zhang would love it if Joyce took the rematch, because then he knows what his next fight is and he'll be super confident that he can win it. But Zhang would take it in a heartbeat. The pair of them really are going to have to wait. Zhang's now the WBO mandatory. He's taken that status off Joyce. But yeah, the WBA have got Dez first. We think that'll be Daniel Dubois in the summer. Then it's the IBF and then it's the WBO. So he has got time to revoke the situation here, Joe. If he doesn't fight Zhang, then I'm not absolutely sure who he would go for next. And maybe he will just have to take that rematch, because it gives you that immediate opportunity to get that status back. If he were to lose the rematch, then he wouldn't really be in any different a position to the one that he's in this morning. So I think when he thinks about it, he might realise that the logistics of the boxing business are such that he probably will just have to fight him again straight away.
Now to the Boot Room with Alex Crook, Adebayo Akinfenwa and former Palace midfielder Darren Ambrose.
Finished Manchester City 3, Leicester City 1. An easy day at the office for City that now puts them 3 points behind tabletoppers Arsenal, who they play next.
I think whichever way it goes, whoever wins that game, the pendulum swung to that way. I think there, it's winner takes all on that game. I can't see either one of them winning that game and then losing it elsewhere. I literally can't. I think the boost that Arsenal will get for winning that, I just think it will. And City's been there before.
Yeah.
So if they've won, this is the City charge. Like, we've seen this before. This is the City charge. So if they win, they know what they're doing. And you see it. Like, I know they took their foot off the gas against Leicester, but they're now dispatching teams and then knowing, okay, cool, because we know we're playing Saturday, Tuesday, boom, 3-0 or whatever it is, game done, and then come off. That's what, so I believe if they win, it's winner take.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Don't forget, of course, tonight you can hear live and exclusive Premier League commentary of Leeds against Liverpool. That's on TalkSport. Here's what you can expect to hear on game night tonight.
There are 8 games left to finish the season, and we are full of confidence and we believe we can do it.
It's all square and a jubilant Elland Road.
Gives it to Salah, who cracks it in from the edge of the area and puts Liverpool in front.
Our home record is not as bad as the away record, but we play away and it's a tough one. Leeds will go with all they have and we have to go with all we have.
This is a proper Premier League atmosphere. This is why we love the top flight.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts app first in the morning. Do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.